USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day two of a confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee will begin at 9:30 this morning Eastern Time for Attorney General nominee William Barr, who on day one yesterday testified that, unlike President Trump, he does not believe that the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation is a witch hunt.
I believe it is in the best interest of everyone that this matter be resolved by allowing the special counsel to complete his work.
Thousands of federal workers will have to keep working without pay. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. denying a request yesterday to require the government to pay air traffic controllers who are working for free during the shutdown. The judge said allowing employees deemed essential to not come to work would create chaos and confusion. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Democratic U.S. Senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, taking a first step in a run for the White House, making the announcement last night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
I'm filing an exploratory committee for President of the United States tonight.
Gillibrand's been a senator since 2009. United Teachers Los Angeles getting set for a third day of strikes. That is L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti is reportedly working to try to restart negotiations. It looks like Sears will be staying in business at least a while longer, as Sears holding chairman Eddie Lampert has reportedly prevailed in a bankruptcy auction for the department store chain, a proposal that would save about 45,000 jobs and keep 425 Sears stores open in the U.S. The deal still has to be approved by a U.S. bankruptcy judge. Sony says there's going to be another new version of Ghostbusters in theaters in 2020. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
British Prime Minister Theresa May facing a no-confidence vote in British Parliament today, one day after her plan for Brexit was soundly defeated. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn calling for that vote yesterday.
This is a catastrophic defeat for this government. After 2 years of failed negotiations, the House of Commons has delivered its verdict on her Brexit deal, and that verdict is absolutely decisive.
If May survives the vote, she'll have to come up with another plan for the UK to leave the European Union, a move approved by a narrow margin of voters 2 years ago. And she won't have much time, as the deadline to leave the EU is coming up on March 29th. If she loses, Parliament will have just 2 weeks to try to form a new government. May could try to hold on by reorganizing her government, or she could step down and let another member of her party try to take the spot. And for people up and down California, it's a weather nightmare this week. Forecasters say heavy rain and snow are threatening areas burned by wildfires last year. Thousands of people being ordered to evacuate. The western foothills of the Sierra Nevada and northern coast range could see 4 to 8 inches of rainfall over the next couple of days. Higher elevations could get 6 feet of snow and 110-mile-an-hour winds in the mountains. Wow. Well, listen, you can stay up to date with us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.